last year in Parliament, PM spoke about the arms race. Having made some moves on the education system, for example, moving on PSLE T scores, removing exams for P1, P2, removing mid-year exams for all levels, and so on, he felt that there was still this sense of pursuit of academic outcomes. Taking away our children's time to develop holistically, and it adds a certain degree of anxiety to both parents and children. And he felt that we need to move away from this arms race in order to help our children grow holistically and be ready for a more uncertain future. And that, if we can achieve that, that will stand our children in better stead. And so MOE plans to commence a series of conversations, engagements with Singaporeans. We will engage educators, curriculum developers, parents, students, researchers, and the wider community to address this issue, because academic pursuits through high-stakes exams, it's a lot to unpack from there. At the same time, we also want to discuss with Singaporeans about the changes that may be needed to other elements of holistic education, such as CCE review in light of the changing global order, as well as the impact of AI on not just the workplace, but also on society. Important that our children are able to navigate this, and CCE plays an important part in that. Likewise, whilst we've made some recent shifts to our CCA framework, co-curricular activity framework, we want to have another look at it to see how it can help to strengthen and complement holistic learning and education, empower social mixing, help people to make friends, develop social-emotional learning, create more agency space for young people and our students, and of course to reinforce 21st century competencies. So all of this will be a part of these conversations that we will roll out soon to engage Singaporeans on these important issues. So when you just take the topic of single high-stakes exams, it's a loaded phrase, and how that impacts our children's ability to learn holistically, learn deeply, learn broadly, you need to unpack that. So is it about the fact that it is a single exam? Is it the fact that the composition of the questions or the difficulty levels need to be looked at? Do we look at the implications of the exams? Is that the one that creates the that pursuit? Right? For example, secondary school admissions. There will be a whole variety of views about these issues, and I'm quite sure there'll be very diverse feedback that we'll get, including ideas about how we can better move away from this arms race to enable our children to learn more holistically and to learn more deeply. Of course, the fact that better off families have the resources to hothouse their children for high-stakes exams is also a matter of concern, and of course will be discussed during these conversations. MOE had previously said that we will review and take a look at, say, tuition advertising. Our focus is really on the drivers of this hothousing, because that really is the focus. Our focus really is on ensuring that our education system and our examinations process and standards and use of exam results achieve their objectives of understanding the level of our children's grasp of knowledge, their ability to apply it to various scenarios, help to identify their level of learning in future, for example, to support full subject-based banding and so on. But to the extent that it generates an arms race, as PM mentioned in Parliament, we want to see how what changes can be made to move away from that. But all of this will take time, not just the conversations or the solutioning. Even if they are implemented, whatever form of measures that we take, it may be a generational thing. We will require all Singaporeans to understand the objectives of this exercise in order to reap the full benefits of the next bound of education reform under the umbrella of Forward Singapore. And so this work is never done. It's a whole society's ethos where we place our emphasis. It's not just on parents, but on all of us in society. And it's not that we are making or planning to make changes for the first time in this direction. There have been changes made over the years. For example, I mentioned the removal of certain examinations, the shifting away from defined scores, T-scores, towards bands, the adjustment of the number of subjects that need to be offered or that go into the assessment of admissions. Now, all these are things that have been done in the past, including the recent past. We are planning to study what more to do, but I've no doubt that this is a journey and it's a work in progress. It is a social compact among Singaporeans as to the importance of education, what education is about, and in that context, cite the specific role of assessments and examinations.